This is Ian Dayborn
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Mrs. Pluck is amazing. She's the heart and soul of Harston and Newton School. She's been here for 50 years. She knows every child. She knows all the parents. She cares about all the staff, and there's nothing that's too much trouble. She will do anything for anybody, and she is an amazing person to work with.
And what's been her reaction to receiving this award?
Very humble, as usual. In fact, the other day when I told her that I was doing the interview for the radio show, but I've only been doing my job and I love it. What's everybody making a fuss about? But that's very Jilly. Nothing's too much trouble for her. So she doesn't see why everybody should be getting so excited. But we think 50 years of service is an amazing achievement.
I don't know whether seen off, worked under is probably a better way of putting it. Seven head teachers.
That's absolutely right. Yes, I'm number seven. And she told me the other week that apparently every time there's a new head teacher, she says to her husband, well, I'll give it a few months and see how they go and decide whether she stays. But I'm very pleased to say that she's decided to stay. And all of the head teachers who she's worked with that I've known have all spoken very highly of her as well, and still ask if she's still there, if I see them at meetings and things like that.
And how long have you been running the school?
I've been at Harston for 5 and a bit years now. So I've obviously passed by 3 months induction of Mrs. Pluck. So that's a good sign.
You're okay. And can you say what sort of changes, maybe she talks about them sometimes, she will have seen in the 50 years? How different is it now from how it would have been in 1971?
I think very different. All sorts of things like schools run their own budgets now. Jilly's worked in the office. She's gone through computers coming into school. She's gone through online payments. She's gone through changes in the curriculum. She's gone through all of the changes around safeguarding. So lots of things are very different. But the real thing that many people bring to school is a love for children, a desire for them to do their best, a desire as a small village school to be part of the community and at the heart of what goes on. And those things haven't changed. Some of the things we have to teach, some of the grammar, some of the times tables, that's a bit different. But, you know, the heart, giving children a good experience of school, giving them a love of learning, that doesn't change. And that's what schools are about across the country.
And I guess there must be children who were there in the early 70s whose own children have been through the school.
Absolutely. No, we've got several parents who remember Mrs. Pluck looking after their Gray's knees, and she's still looking after Gray's knees. We've got workmen who come back to the school who were pupils here or whose children went here and ask after her, particularly during lockdown when she wasn't in school all the time or is only in at lunchtime. They come back and say, is Mrs. Pluck still here? So yes, lots of people who remember her.
And what would a typical day for Mrs. Pluck look like now?
So she'll come in about 12 o'clock, check with the office any changes. She's organised the rota for who's in first for dinner and that sort of thing. She's out on the field supervising the children, sorting out playtime incidents. She's not one of our first aiders anymore, though for many years that was what she did as well. But it's just being with the children, chatting with them at playtime, sorting out their little problems and squabbles, and just making sure everyone's got a friend and something nice to do at lunchtime.
And I guess we all remember our school dinners. I certainly do. Does she ever comment on whether or not the school dinners nowadays are better than they were 50 years ago?
I've never heard her comment on that. She gets on very well with our school cook. She used to help in the hall a lot. She cut up the dinners, sorted out the children for lunch. And I've been told I don't cut up dinners as well as Mrs. Pluck does when I was doing it in lockdown when she was off and wasn't allowed to come in. The expectations of school dinners have changed. They've got nutritional standards to keep to. We've got a choice on the menu. So there are lots of great, good things. And our school cook does a great job. So yeah, I think school dinners are doing okay.
Are there still seconds?
I've got to be careful how I answer that question. Our school cook gives them children seconds at the end if there's food left over. But, you know, catering is such that they're not supposed to have too much left over. But yes, there can be seconds at the end if we've got some food left for the last sitting.
Mrs. Pluck, Jilly is a little bit shy, so she nominated you to come and talk about her on her behalf. And I believe you've got a song that she would like us to play. Tell us what song and why.
Jilly asked if we could play Happiness by Ken Dodd. I think that's for two reasons. Firstly, school has brought Jilly a lot of happiness, and she says that she loves her job. But also she gives a lot of happiness wherever she goes. And she's also someone who knows that she's been blessed in many ways and wants to share that with other people.
Thank you very much for coming on and chatting to me. It's been a pleasure.
And my pleasure too. Thank you for giving time to celebrate Jilly's achievements.
Happiness, happiness, the greatest gift.